Hello and welcome back to Britpop History, the podcast where we are reliving the Britpop years in real time, exactly 30 years later. Welcome to March 1993. Today we'll be doing something a little bit different, as the main focus here tends to be on the UK singles chart and seeing what indie bands were making waves in a way that will lead us to the inevitable Britpop tsunami. However, March 1993 was a remarkably quiet month for indie singles, so we won't be doing that. What we will be doing is focusing on one very significant release, the debut album by Suede, which amazingly hit number one in the album charts. Plus, as well as this, behind the scenes, two more Britpop behemoths were crafting the early stages of what would become their record-breaking debut albums, Elastica and Oasis. However, first of all, let's look at what was happening in the news. In the UK, the Ford Mondeo goes on sale for the first time. In the USA, in Waco, Texas, the standoff between David Koresh and his followers and law enforcement continued. And in Australia, 18-year-old cricketer Ricky Ponting hits twin tons for Tasmania. The Academy Awards take place in Hollywood, where Unforgiven is the big winner of the night. And Al Pacino had the rare occurrence of winning Best Actor for Scent of a Woman and being nominated for Best Supporting Actor for Glengarry Glen Ross. If there was an Oscar for Best Cameo, it would have easily been won by Alec Baldwin for his iconic Always Be Closing speech. Just don't mention the Boss Baby.
A, B, C. A, always B, B, C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing. AIDA, attention, interest, decision, action. Attention, do I have your attention? Interest, are you interested? I know you are, because it's fuck or walk. You close or you hit the bricks. Decision, have you made your decision for Christ? And action. AIDA, get out there. You got the prospects coming in. You think they came in to get out of the rain? A guy don't walk on the lot lest he wants to buy. They're sitting out there waiting to give you their money. Are you gonna take it? Are you man enough to take it?
In the UK box office, Scent of a Woman rode its Oscar success, hitting number one by the end of the month. But before this, the month was dominated by the Steven Seagal action thriller Under Siege, aka Die Hard on a Battleship.
It was the final voyage of America's mightiest battleship.
What's on this helicopter?
This little sweetheart. Miss July 89.
God, I love this business.
I love you.
The party was wild.
Love you to death.
They really knocked them dead. Imagine this arsenal of tactical nuclear weapons falling into the wrong hands. The Pentagon never did.
4 minutes ahead of schedule. Damn, I'm good.
Now, a team of terrorists have taken over.
Wake up the president.
But there's just one thing they didn't count on. The cook.
Are you like some special forces guy or something?
No, I'm just a cook.
Oh my God, we're gonna die.
This is not the work of a cook.
I want you to coordinate your efforts with us.
Yes, sir.
I see that you completely disobeyed my orders.
Roger that.
Ryback is an ex-SEAL. Expert in martial arts. Explosives.
Stand back!
Weapons and tactics.
I also cook.
The Nimitz is tracking two Tomahawks just launched from the Missouri.
Where are they headed?
Honolulu.
Happy trails.
Steven Seagal.
I know you, don't I?
Tommy Lee Jones.
It's been a long time.
I'll see you in hell, Santa boy!
Under Siege.
The month started with Two Unlimited, No Limit at number one in the UK singles chart. Also hitting number one this month was Oh Carolina by Shaggy and The Bluebells with Young at Heart. Originally recorded and released by Bananarama for their 1983 album Deep Sea Skiving, Young at Heart was completely overhauled by Scottish band The Bluebells, with the new version initially being credited to Siobhan Fahey from Bananarama, who at the time was enjoying great success with Shakespeare's Sister, and Bluebells lead singer and her partner at the time, Robert Hodgins. However, session musician Bobby Valentino, who arranged and performed the prominent violin part which provides the main hook of the song, took legal action and ended up credited as a co-writer. As March started, Suede were enjoying their biggest single hit yet, with Animal Nitrate at number 7 in the charts. By the end of the month, their debut album was in the shops, and it would go on to become the highest-selling UK debut album since Frankie Goes to Hollywood 10 years earlier. The album was a critical success, with Stuart McConey particularly flagging the historic significance of the release, in Q magazine saying, "Bowie and the Smiths are obvious points of reference. From each, Suede have taken an alien sexual charisma, a peculiarly claustrophobic Englishness, and brazenly good tunes. Moreover, rarely has a record from the indie sector came with such a burning sense of its own significance." Starting with the beguiling So Young and featuring other singles Metal Mickey, Animal Nitrate and The Drowners, over 11 tracks of challenging interplay between Brett's histrionic vocal styling combined with Bernard Butler's ever-changing epic guitar moods. The album ends very differently with emotional piano ballad The Next Life, with the very fitting lyrics for a closing track, "See you in your next life when we'll fly away for good." The song was a tribute to Brett's mother, who had died a year or so before.
"See you in your next life when we'll fly away for good. Stars in our own car we can drive away from here."
So with Suede setting the marker, former member Justine Frischman was hitting EMI Studio with her new band Elastica. They recorded three tracks for this demo: Brighton Rock, Rock and Roll is Dead, and See the Animal. none of which would end up making the album, but that would certainly show the direction in which they were heading. Oasis were also recording demos in March 1993, both over various sessions at Mark Coyle's house, 398 Maldith Road West in Manchester, and at the Porter Street studio with the Real People in Liverpool. Chris and Tony Griffiths would help craft the songs away from what had originally been much longer jam sessions that the Oasis boys had taken great pleasure cranking out in their Boardwalk studio rehearsal rooms, such as dance cover I'd Better Let You Know, to the far more structured songs that would ultimately make up the bulk of Definitely Maybe and set the tone for the Oasis sound to come. That will do it for this month. I'll see you again for April 1993 as Blur come back with the epic single For Tomorrow and Suede grace the cover of one of the most famous magazine covers of all time as Select tell us that the Yanks should go home. See you next time.